Welcome back to the program. You know, I know we're waiting for a part to fix this light. Maybe we could suspend something from the ceiling and get the lights to work. So, if you are a big Facebook Facebook person, you'll know that online, Seth Mula, WSAU, our Facebook page, I just posted today's subject, the subject we're getting ready to talk about.
Okay.
Which is, what is the strangest thing that you have ever been asked during a job interview? Reddit.com had this conversation, and some of the interesting ones that was plucked from it, I thought we would discuss.
There are some companies and some interviewers that ask unusual questions on purpose. Want to see that outside the box thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if you're on a job interview and your potential employer says, hey, let's go have lunch, the interview hasn't stopped. They are.
Absolutely.
They
so
are
don't be
observing
ordering
you.
Martinis and.
I'll have a double scotch.
Yeah.
We had a guy that I interviewed here.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell when we went to lunch, he really wanted a beer. And for a lunch interview,
yeah,
you got to have a soft drink.
Yeah.
You can't say, right.
Yeah.
Double rock, straight. No way. But every story this guy is telling at lunch, tell me about yourself. Every story involves alcohol.
Well, there were these three Taiwan hookers and a bottle of scotch.
Right.
Really? Okay.
Huge red flag. Huge red flag. Didn't hire him.
Here are some of them that were plucked from Reddit yesterday.
How did you survive the job interview then, by the way?
You know, it's really interesting because I'll share this. On the drive back from corporate headquarters in Green Bay.
Tell them what happened.
The company vehicle ran out of gas.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And it's hot. I mean, it was the July 4th weekend. It's hot.
And you're thinking, what have I gotten myself into that they don't know if
the
car is out of gas or not?
And it is sputtering as we pull into the gas station.
It coasts up to the gas pump. And I looked at Chris, and granted, this is a brand new first time meeting. I looked at him and I said, you realize at no time does the interview process involve me getting out and pushing. You understand
probably.
That, right?
We're two car lengths short of the pumps. We just need a little nudge.
My fat ass does not push during a job interview. Not going to happen. And then to top it all off, after we got gas in it, we're heading back over here. We roll up into the parking lot and he goes, oh, I forgot my keys. We're locked out of the office. You remember that? It was beautiful. I was thinking to myself, yeah, I can work here. This is a good group of people. I can do this. This is awesome. All right, so here we go. The top things that have been asked on a job interview that are a little odd. Now, I can almost understand this one. Have you ever done sugar or PCP? You want to know if somebody's
sugar, not real sugar. That's
right.
That's a drug reference.
So
the right answer is, what's that?
Precisely. I've never heard of PCP, sir. Can you explain why we gave you this interview? Based on your resume, you seem very unqualified to work here.
Well, my uncle, he's a VP upstairs.
That's right. That's right.
Look at the last name, Buster. If we came over for dinner, what would you make? What? What do you think are some of my faults? Oh, that's not a good thing to do. Never, ever, ever. And oh, no.
Well, the correct answer would be, I don't know you well enough yet.
I don't know you well enough other than your fashion sense.
You seem much too nice.
Yeah. You remind me of my uncle that touched me inappropriately.
Somebody asked that at a job interview?
No, I'm just making that one.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Show me on the doll where... Yeah, no, okay. Yeah. Number five, are you okay with working with people who drink? Oddly enough, that was actually on my interview. Why would you work for us when you clearly have better offers? Number seven, how many pencils can you fit in your mouth?
Really?
Yep. How many pencils can you fit in your mouth?
It sounds like a casting couch type of interview.
Out of the box thinking and trying to do math in your head.
An interview to work on the David Letterman show.
Yeah. You know, it's like, hey, does it float? What? I don't know. If you saw a car driving toward a group of kids that would definitely kill them and could push one obese man in the way instead to kill him, would you do it?
Ah, one of those great ethical conundrums. The question of always would be yes.
Of course it
the
would.
Needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one, as Spock said on Star Trek, right?
How many pounds of
from each according to his
needs?
No, that is not a communist saying.
Spock was a communist.
Spock was not a communist.
Spock was a communist.
He's going to put the death Vulcan death grip on you.
He was a Vulcan communist, and you know it. Number 9. How many pounds of feces do you think I generate in a typical year? Bear in mind, there's more to this question. Bear in mind, I take Metamucil every morning, and I love cashews.
Well,
If somebody asked me that question at a job interview, I would get up and leave. I don't want to work here.
I think there's a... You know what? I agree with you, Tom, and we ought to mark this for recording. There are some on here that... If they were to ask me something like that, how many pencils can you fit in your mouth? I would look at it and go, I'm sorry, I was under the impression this was a professional place that I was working, applying for. What?
But no. I agree with that. If I got a question that, just like an inappropriate answer, can disqualify you from a job,
yes.
An inappropriate question should put up a red flag.
And
about,
see,
I don't want to work for these people.
That's the thing that you have to understand is that an interview isn't just you trying to get the gig. An interview is you finding out if you want to work there.
Yep,
you're absolutely interviewing the potential employer as much as they are interviewing you. Yeah. And so have you guys been asked anything really, really odd?
I haven't had a job interview in over 30 years, so I really don't know.
We can fix that.
I just knew you were going to say that.
We could give you that opportunity.
Yeah.
I had a job interview many years ago, and I was younger, and the internet was just becoming a thing.
Yeah.
And I remember reading somewhere, now that we're all online, it's easier than ever to research the company that you're going to work for.
Right.
So you should be extra prepared. You could find out who the CEO is and what they're doing, because all that's online. So you could even find out things about the interviewer if you search them online. I knew enough about my interviewer that I could tell it creeped her out. She thought, is this person stalking me or what have you? It's
nice.
A job I did not get.
I interviewed for Ford Consumer Finance as one of their mortgage collectors. And during the interview, they asked me, how attached are you to your beard? And I said, it's not a fake. It's permanent. So I'm pretty doggone attached to it.
Maybe they have a rule that says
you can't have a beard.
No facial hair. They said no facial hair whatsoever, and they made me shave it off. I accepted the job under the guise of shaving off my beard.
Sell out.
I didn't think it was going to be an idea. I could care less. It's like, okay, I got a beard, I got the goatee, I got the mutton chops. I don't care. It's facial hair. Big deal. That did not go over at home. I did not ask. I didn't talk about it. I just shaved it off. It's like, what have you done?
Wait a minute. You needed to get permission from your wife to shave your beard off?
No, I didn't need permission, but at the time she was like, I really like the beard. It's I like it. I like it a lot. What happened to it?
Okay, honey. The next time you're going to color your hair, speak to daddy first. I'll tell you if it's okay.
I'll tell you what color, how short to cut it. WSAU, we'll be right back.
This Halloween, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue transforms into the White House of Horrors.
The American people,
You'll lose yourself in the Obama Tunnel of Oz. See if you can escape the Hall of Healthcare Reform Hell. Don't fall into the bottomless pit of Barack bailouts. And of course, the greatest fear of all, the tomb of the unknown taxes. The White House of Horrors.
Yes, we can.
Not just one night of terror.
Yes, we can.
But three.
Yes.
More.
We.
Years.
Can.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.